Hey, thanks again for joining me here at Truth Unbound. I'm your host, Walter Swaim. And last week, the verdict came out in what has been called the Rittenhouse trial. Kyle Rittenhouse was on trial for shooting three men, two of whom died in the riots of late 2020 in Kenosha, Wisconsin. We all saw it on our TVs. He was accused of murder, but then acquitted last week of all charges. And though the trial was framed as a trial about racism, Rittenhouse is a white male who shot at three other white men. But his trial and those details are not what the topic of today is. But this event and many others like it in our society and even in our world bring us as followers of Jesus to a very important question. Does the Bible talk about racism? What does God say about it in His Word? How does He instruct us in as far as what to do with racism and how we are to think and feel and to act about it? Well, this is what Truth Unbound is for. We take a look at even the hardest of questions, and we see what God's truth plainly and clearly says about it. Let's do that right now. All right, thanks again for joining me today. Sitting down at the table with me, if you would, picture it that way. And as we open God's Word to see what His truth says and tells us to do as His followers. But before we do that, would you click like on this video and then also subscribe and then click on all notifications so you know when the latest comes out, and then share it with everybody that you can. If you're listening to the audio-only version, then follow us if you would. But let's get right into this today. All right, so first of all, what is racism anyway? If you look it up or you do a search, you'll find a million resources and they will all define it in a different way or try to redefine it. Racism is or was traditionally understood to be hatred toward another person or group of people, usually based on their skin color. Any skin color over another, by the way, not just white over people of color. On the other hand, the word prejudice is a negative opinion about someone else or group of people without having all the facts first. In other words, it's prejudice, prejudge. You prejudge them without any truth basis to do so. And adding to this, discrimination is the actual harmful actions taken against someone else due to their prejudice against them. So based on those definitions, let's see if the Bible or God in His written word endorses racism. First of all, let's get an understanding of a couple of things that will remove a lot of doubts and questions about this as far as if the Bible endorses it in some way. First of all, racism in the ancient world in its historical context, okay? In the ancient world, racism was not normally a factor. Because frankly, most of the then known world was already a mixture of races and skin colors, and differing colors of skin were just a fact of life. It was pretty normal. Did prejudice exist back in the times of the old Bible, from the Old Testament to the New? Absolutely. But yes, prejudice or ethnic hatred or animosity most definitely existed. But it was mostly due not to even skin color, but usually based on class level. Such as we see most predominantly, for instance, in the caste system in India. Or it was based on the amount of wealth a person had or didn't have. Even in the Bible, we see prejudice crop up, for instance, in Numbers chapter 12, because it is assumed that Moses' wife Zipporah was dark-skinned because it says she was a Cushite, and Cushites were generally darker-skinned according to historical record. Moses' siblings spoke out against his marriage to her, but even then we don't know if she was dark-skinned, and it also appears they were grasping at straws because they were just rebelling against Moses' leadership, and racism was not their real basic motive, if at all. And interestingly enough, though there are words in Hebrew today that mean racism or race, there were no words that even existed in Hebrew for it back in the Old Testament or even New Testament times. Now, some have justified racism as being biblical due to, for instance, the example of Canaan, Noah's grandson, when he was cursed by Noah, and that curse is defined by these teachers that his descendants were to have black skin. or, for instance, that God's curse on Esau meant that his descendants would have black skin. Neither is biblical teaching in any way, and is by far is not held by the vast majority of Christian teachers. It's biblical fake news. Racism is simply not taught or endorsed in the Bible. Now, in the New Testament, we see prejudice, and we see it even being carried out, for instance, by Peter, when Paul described how he confronted him when Peter reverted back to favoritism toward Jews in Galatians chapter 2. And then also in the book of James, it even occurred in the local church as he rebuked some of the believers there for favoring certain people over others. Yet even then, it was prejudice based on wealth or class setting or structure and where you were from culturally. Also, even if stories of racism are in the Bible, the fact it is included in the Bible does not mean God endorses it or approves of it. There are stories of murder, rape, incest, robbery, every other kind of form of prejudice or sin, but it's the telling of the parts of a story. It's not a declaration of it being God's will to be done by us. So though the Bible naturally includes the story of mankind, including his sins, and one of his greatest sins being prejudice and discrimination, God gives us the commands and principles in his word that prohibit prejudice in whatever form it comes in, and not just racism alone. Here's what God's instructions to us are concerning racism, prejudice, and discrimination. Number one, we are all made in the image of God. Genesis chapter 1 states that God made male and female in his image. In other words, the only race there really is the human race. Now, during the riots and the Black Lives Matter situations of 2020, the phrase, the only race is the human race, was mocked and derided and even angrily rejected as avoiding the real struggle and problem of the moment. The reality, though, is that the facts and the truth is that it's a true statement based on the clear truth of God's word. And thank God he tells us this. It means all have the same value as human beings. We're all made by God and valued by him as such, regardless of skin color, economic status, or culture, because we are made in his image, all of us. If you said or say still, for instance, that all lives matter, you will be mocked in the same way. But again, because everyone is made in the image of God, this is just simply a true factual statement. One person or his or her ethnic group matters because all of us matter, to God most of all, and then to each other. Secondly, God tells us we're to love our neighbor as ourselves. He could not be more clear or direct. In Mark chapter 12, verse 31, he says, and the second commandment, he means, and the second like it is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And we could go on and on with the numerous verses where God instructs us in the same thing over and over again about loving others, loving our neighbor, which is anyone outside of ourselves. But for the sake of time, that'll be enough right there. In other words, racism cannot exist and must not exist where the love of God for each other is practiced, period. It's just not that hard. And then lastly, here's one other instruction of God for us. The gospel brings us all together as one in God. You see, the unity of people of all cultures and skin color is only possible through those who are saved and believe in Jesus and believe in what he did on the cross and tomb for them. In Ephesians chapter 2, verses 13 and 14, God's word says, "But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation." And in Galatians chapter 3, verse 28, he says, "There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." And these verses are talking about the wall in the temple that separated Jews and Gentiles from worshiping together. It also represented the spiritual separation and prejudice between Jew and Gentile, and that it was removed by the gospel, the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And because of that, we all can become one in him, regardless of skin color, regardless of the culture that we have grown up in and been a part of, regardless of our economic status, regardless of all of that ends. All of those prejudices, all of it ends at the foot of the cross because of what Jesus has done for us. And when we receive Christ, then we are one together, and to love one another as one, as brothers and sisters in Christ. So let's be clear. Racism is not accepted or endorsed by God. In fact, he hates it. Yes, God hates sin. And racism and prejudice in general is sin. But he also came and died on the cross for your sin and mine and rose again so that if you turn from your sinfulness and believe in Jesus and follow him alone, your prejudices and hate and racism, if that is a major problem in your life, are no longer a part of your mind and heart in Christ. And in Christ, we love one another and put that on display for the world to see and to desire through Jesus themselves. By the way, let me mention something about critical race theory. It is being brought into the church by many false teachers. And because of that, it is being accepted ignorantly by many believers. These false teachers are saying it is part of the gospel or the gospel itself now. It is a false doctrine and must be rejected. You don't change the gospel or justify man's worldly philosophies by calling it the gospel when it is not. Only the gospel saves and reconciles us to Christ, to God, and to each other. Critical race theory and intersectionality both divide people and foment more racism and hate in the church for each other, and it must be rejected entirely. And it's not a tool or method. It is a Marxist, unbiblical teaching, and we must remember that Jesus is enough. The gospel alone saves and reconciles us both to God and to each other and to love each other as he loves us. Well, again, I'm glad you joined me. It's a tense subject, but I hope this brief study has helped to answer this major question for you. So please like, follow, subscribe, and share this podcast with others today and follow Jesus, because when you do, you'll always follow the truth. We'll see you again soon.